time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Monday, July 1st. I'm Howard Hoffman, and here's what's happening. For the third time this week in the five boroughs, a bicyclist has been killed on city streets. The latest tragedy happened shortly after noon today when a 29-year-old woman on a bike was struck and killed by a cement truck in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. No word of any charges yet against the 70-year-old driver. Police say the cyclist was wearing a helmet. President Trump and Governor Cuomo are at it again. In a series of tweets, the president took aim at Cuomo, accusing him of using State Attorney General Letitia James to, quote, harass all of my New York businesses in search of anything they can find to make me look as bad as possible. Cuomo responded, saying that the president says, quote, the most absurd things. He also suggested that if President Trump, in his words, has nothing to hide, he has nothing to worry about. Some harsh words today from New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after touring a migrant detention center in Texas. She called the facility horrifying and said she observed a pattern of what she called systematic cruelty. Ocasio-Cortez says Customs and Border Protection officers have created a dehumanizing culture where the migrants are, as she puts it, treated as animals. No comment yet from the CRP. New York State could soon join 35 other states that require sexual abuse awareness to be taught in school. The measure, known as Aaron's Law, would mandate age-appropriate lessons to help children understand the difference between inappropriate and appropriate touching. The city has begun enforcing its ban on single-use foam containers after the new law's six-month warning period. Foam takeout containers are banned in the five boroughs, along with trays, cups, plates, and bowls. The law also prohibits stores from selling or offering foam packing peanuts. As of today, places that continue to use the banned products can be fined up to $250. And don't look now, but cockroaches may soon have the upper hand in their battle with humankind. A new study says that the most common form of roaches are now being born with an immunity to toxins, including those they haven't even been exposed to yet. The study suggests that this growing resistance will soon make it impossible to control the pests with chemicals alone. 1010 Winds AccuWeather calling for clear to partly cloudy skies in the city tonight, low 70. Warmer and stickier tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds. Some afternoon rain possible, especially in New Jersey, high 89. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.